Aloha, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everyone.
That was rocking. And Inez is ready to rock and roll, and this is Inez with Greg and Inez, and I will let you guys take it away.
Aloha, and many blessings, everyone.
Hi. We are the Energy Psychics, and this is Psychics Gone Wild on Marvelous Monday. My name is Greg Hohnholtz, and my partner is Inez Williamson. We'll be here for the next hour talking about the topic, visualizing a new world with our collective imagination. I want to open up with a quote here that I thought might stimulate your imagination a little bit. This is by Howard Zinn. It goes like this. Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. And so even though we have we don't have millions of people here on Blog Talk Radio right now, we have to start somewhere, and the biggest journey begins with a single step. So I thought I might go over a few things that have been in the news lately that kind of stimulate my imagination and see if they stimulate yours, and maybe we can have a conversation about it. We'll also be taking your calls on free mini readings here at Psychic Gone Wild. You know, we always do that on Marvelous Monday.
Relationships and magic, whatever you want to talk about.
Right on. And the number to call in is, to talk with Greg and Inez, is 773-897-6461. If you're holding right now, just hang on for about five or six minutes here so I can introduce the topic, and then we'll get right to you. Okay. So one thing that my lovely partner here, Inez, turned me on to, which I didn't know about, was a solar-powered aircraft.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
You want to open up with that?
Yeah, sure. There is a beautiful solar aircraft that's taken a flight here. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm. From San Francisco to Phoenix.
Yes, from San Francisco to Phoenix. Prior to that, it had gone to Morocco. And they plan to do around the world flight in 2014. And they're wanting to go, they're going to go all the way to the East Coast. This year.
Right. That's what they're doing right now. This
mm-hmm.
is the San Francisco to Phoenix flight is the first leg of a transcontinental journey.
It is a pretty amazing looking craft. It has extremely long wingspan. That's part of what helps keep it aloft, and it has four solar engines.
We're getting the famous little echo there. Yeah, Kelly there. Okay, so so that's one thing, and that's really cool. That's kind of a minor thing. And then on the bigger level here, on the bigger collective imagination level.
I don't think it's minor.
Well, I mean, it's like a subset of some other ideas that, like, for example, the Free World Charter. Now, this is an idea you can check out at thefreeworldcharter.org. And this is creating the idea of, it's kind of like, it reminds me when I was a kid and I was like watching Star Trek, the original series, and the world that was set up then was like people, it was totally based on self-actualization. In other words, you didn't actually go to a job for money. There was no money anymore. Everything was provided, all the basic essentials, and whatever you wanted to do with your life, your being and doing was totally up to you. And when you have this kind of environment, everybody naturally strives because they don't have anything. There's actually, it's all carrot based on what the carrot is for you and no stick, okay? In other words, here in this society that we live in, it's based on scarcity consciousness to fit a profit modality under a capitalist structure. So if you don't work, then you starve, or you don't, can't afford health care or whatever, you can't afford housing, you end up being homeless. And so this kind of forces you to do things maybe you don't want to do so much. Now, the idea behind the Free World Charter is that you would get everything you need, just like in Star Trek, without having to do something repugnant. Okay? And I think this is a great idea, and because most problems in our society, or at least a huge chunk of them, are created by the scarcity consciousness. And we are all energy here, and that's part of the reason why Inez and I call ourselves the NRG Psychics. Because we wanted to focus our business on how do we help people make this transition into a new idea, the new idea being that all of us being energy collectively using our co-creative power with our consciousness actually create the reality that we're experiencing right now. And so if we can take away this false idea, this deceptive idea of scarcity that is purposely propagated to keep us in a kind of a controlled state, then we will naturally think greater ideas that are more positive, and we will get rid of some of the boatloads of anxiety and stress over money, which is an illusory system of value anyway in the first place. And another idea that this kind of goes in line with the Free World Charter is the Venus Project, part of the Zeitgeist movement. It's a resource-based economy where we share everything on the planet, just like we do with air.
I'm also wanted to mention that this is a time where, and any time is really like this, but when you move into the flow of things, and I'd recommend seeing the movie Thrive. I really like that movie. I think it's helpful. I think that, you know, when you start opening to your own intuition and your own gifts, and you start, having relationships that are interdependent and independent, but don't involve so much kind of taking orders from somebody, if they're more
authoritarian structures.
Yeah, less authoritarian. I think that we can be much happier, and I think a big part of that is embracing being in the now. You know, really finding your joy in this moment, because to always be moving into future think or past think, it puts you in a place of if only.
And energy drain.
And so, I don't know about it being, something you can do all the time, but you can do it whenever you stop and think about it. Take a few deep breaths and let them out and release some of that anxiety, because that's a killer. Fear and anxiety are the stuff that we really want to throw away into the violet flame and embrace our courage and our love.
And deep breath is a great advice, Ines, because most of your fear really starts in the solar plexus area around the third chakra. You have a nerve that actually goes up from around your intestines up to your brain, and that's where you get the first signal for fear, which stands for false evidence appearing real. Now, Ines said she wanted to create some joy, so we're going to try to do that for you all, and let's take some calls. Here on the Psychic Skull, Wild Marvelous Monday with Ines and Greg, our first call is number 207. Welcome to the Marvelous Monday Show with Ines and Greg, 207.
2007.
No, just 207. We're not doing James Bond here, Ines.
Oh, darn. Okay.
I was having a moment here, just a minute. We're having a Firefox chase its tail around on the mic. There we go. 2 seconds on mic.
It's okay.
Go.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. And no, I'm not James Bond, and I'm not even a Bond girl.
And what is your first name and your birthday?
Okay, since you want my first name, it's Dorothy, and my birth date is 3/22/48.
Wonderful, Dorothy. Mm-hmm. And how can we be of help?
Okay, maybe you can. Right now, I've got several different people that I'm interested in and who are interested back. But there's one person that we've been writing back, we've been emailing back and forth because he wanted to start out with just emailing before he got into actually calling me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been feeling all that great lately, and he just keeps making it heavier and heavier because his emails are not, I'm not getting to know the person. I'm getting to know, this is what I expect out of a relationship type of thing.
In the beginning
we were going along, and it was fine answering a lot of his questions and telling him where I'm coming from. And then but it got to the point where, yeah, somebody pointed out, and they were right. It was like interviewing. It was like a job interview. I don't want to be interviewed.
I want him to start,
because he's telling me that I've got feelings. How do you feel about me, and how do you feel about my last thing I wrote on commitment? And I'm thinking that there were some red flags there, like his idea of commitment. It's kind of like I could be a bit controlling here, and I could be a bit jealous because I told him right from the get-go that I have friends that are men.
Uh
and I don't intend to give them up. But I made it clear that I would expect that they would be his friends as well.
Yes.
You know,
and
he didn't say anything, but I got the impression that he might be jealous the other day when I told him, because I have a jewelry making business and I'm trying to get going at this. And somebody actually, I met somebody, he happened to stop by out of a situation in town and wondered if I really existed. And then when I was giving him my phone number, because I knew it wasn't because he was interested in me in any other way other than to be helpful or friendly, so I suddenly realized, because I was having trouble writing it out with the pen I was using, I have business cards, one side for the jeweler, the other side for the psychic. So I handed him one, and he wanted to know if I had any jewelry, so I showed him some, and he bought a necklace that he's going to pick up once I get the clasp on. So I told this guy that I've been interested in, I told him about it, and there was absolutely no response. He said nothing. And I got the impression maybe he was feeling jealous or something.
Yeah.
Because
I get the impression he's not good with, you know, that he is very controlling, that he's not good with somebody that is empowered and that has multiple gender friendships, you know.
Yeah,
which I think is essential.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with his marriage, but I gather she wasn't the most faithful, trustworthy person. So he's putting everything out there. And sometimes the way he writes, it's like, this is what I expect, how I expect you to be. And then he'll add something that makes it sound like, well, yeah, I expect the same, you know, to be the same way back. But it almost sounds like, this is an afterthought. I really don't think you're that way at all. And it's hard for me to tell because I'm in the middle of it. I could probably read your love life for you, but I can't for me.
Right.
You know, it's I don't know what to do with him because he just asked me today, you know, let me know about your thoughts on my last, you know, message or whatever, your thoughts on commitment, and I was like, and how do you feel about me? I don't feel anything at the moment. I don't even know if I do feel.
Yeah. You'd have no idea whether there is that chemistry that's
so
important.
No, I don't. He's not letting me have it. I don't know. He says he's sharp-witted. That's as much as I know about his sense of humor. Would he fall off his chair if I – not in front of his son because he's got a 4-year-old son. He's 48. I wouldn't tell a dirty joke in front of his son, but would he fall off his chair? I can tell all kinds of jokes. I'm a comedian. But I don't – but I want somebody that's going to be a partner and allow me to be me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to pull a few cards here.
Yeah.
I've got the Page of Cups coming up. And that's messages coming in about love, and certainly we're getting those messages.
I got that card, too.
There is somebody that actually, I've been trying to call him, and I keep having a problem with it. I don't know why we can't seem to connect, and he lives in Ireland, and he knows it. Because he asked me about distance, I said that wouldn't be a problem I do plan to move to Ireland someday, so.
Okay. I don't see it working out with this particular guy. I feel like... the one that we're talking about with the email.
Right.
I'm getting a real negative kind of vibe, a heavy vibe.
Yeah.
I feel like he has been really hurt before, and that's fine, except he hasn't done the work to heal from it, and he's holding on to the fear and the doubt and the mistrust.
And I can understand that. I've been hurt so many times in my life. I've been through, you name it, I've been through different kinds of abuse, including my marriage, which was a horror, and three lousy engagements and almost a fourth, but I still have, you know, I still believe that there's a decent guy out there.
Absolutely.
And every once in a while I find them, but usually the decent ones are the ones that they make the best friends, but they're married.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so that kind of is like, ah.
That takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
Well,
I have this, throw out an opposing viewpoint? just an alternative thing, because like with you thinking about moving to Ireland and everything, I see an element of interesting synchronicity here, and it kind of I was getting the image of you know, those old Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy movies, you know, where they're basically in the beginning they're at each other, you know, they have this kind of irascible going back and forth between each other, you know, and eventually they kind of get over it and start to understand each other and everything kind of flows kind of cool. that it might be sort of like that with this guy, but I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody the other day, I just went into a random for the fun of it, to the free chat, and he pulled a card and he said love was coming up, or, you know, a relationship or marriage. And then he said something else about seeing a little girl around me, so I got curious and and had a reading from him. And I asked him about three different people, and he saw this guy as being the right choice, because one guy that I'm really close to, he's traveling all the time, so I don't get much connection with him.
Right.
But he's really good to me. He makes me feel like somebody gives a darn. I'm being polite here.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're still talking about the first guy that we began talking about, right?
Right.
That he...
Yeah.
I'm not getting that on a psychic level. I'm feeling like there's something there that's just not quite right, and it's too much interplay, too much of this.
Right, it's too heavy, and I've tried to get him to a different way, and somebody that gave me just a yes or no in the free chat the other day on a random said that, it was last night actually, he said he saw me being able to get through to him, but I had to use more profound words. I am very good with words. I write. I don't know what I'm saying that he's not hearing. I put it out there as plainly as possible, and he ignores it. I even asked him if he was jealous, and he ignored it. Like
using the writing to create a wall around himself because he's afraid of actually interacting with you.
He might get hurt.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a risk. Everybody who enters into a relationship takes a risk. If he wants a relationship, have a relationship. Don't,
okay, but,
you know, talk,
but,
you know, you can't just talk it to death.
Okay, speaking of that, we have like four other callers, so
okay.
Dorothy, I think we're going to have to head on out.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Blessings. Namaste.
Thank you very much. And I would, you know, just give it a little time and see what happens with him, because I don't know. But we have a mixed decision on that one. I guess it's like Cisco and Libra. 207, no, that was 207. We have a Skype call. Someone on Skype out there? 111? I just see 111 here. Okay, let's try 631. Do we have a 631 out there?
Hello, 631.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Suzanne. I just wanted to see what you saw with love life and work.
What's your birthday, Suzanne?
10/5/60.
Excellent. You're a Libra, like me.
Wow, that's pretty close. You're like the day before Ines' birthday.
I'm seeing a time ahead of a lot of new ideas, kind of that spirit of invention. And I'm feeling like this is a time to be courageous. Especially around work. Have you been thinking about making a shift?
Well, yeah, but I just got this job, so I didn't know, you know, when I have to work, I am working, but I don't know if this is for me or if I can get something different, but, you know, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just quit.
Right. You have to have something lined up first. And I do get the sense that it's stimulating, like on a mental level, but that your heart isn't in it so much.
No, it's not stimulating on a mental level at all.
Okay, and your heart's not in it either.
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah. I think that if you feel called, you know, if when your connection to your intuition, if you listen to that. That there is something else that you would really rather be doing. But I think it's going to take, you know, getting out there and working on it. You have the strength card coming up, which is about that courage and that determination and having that patience and persistence.
I guess so, but the thing is, it took me long enough to get this job. I can't just keep putting resumes out and, like, full force ahead. It's exhausting.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you don't have to do it all at once, and maybe the right thing for right now is to do your best where you're at and give it a few months, but make some kind of a long-term plan that you can kind of do a little bit at a time. That's my sense of it, because this is about success that's found through that long-term perseverance.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing that too, that it's a time of uncertainty. I have Nine of Rods here, and that's about discipline and uncertainty on the emotional level. But after that, right after that, next to it, I have the Justice card, which is, and then the Moon card, two major arcana cards, which tell me that there's a slight period of confusion and a kind of a setting of equilibrium that's coming in, and there'll be archetypal forces outside of you that will be impinging on your particular life situation that will have a great effect on this particular logjam that you're kind of feeling right now.
Good or bad?
Yeah, this is just a really, 2013 is really going to be an incredible year of certain apple carts being upset.
And digging deep. You know, one other influence of the moon that I wanted to point out, Greg, was that your intuition is likely to be becoming stronger, and I think you're going to be, in the next 90 days, you're going to be getting some real strong feelings in your gut about things, and you're going to have that ability to see through the fog, see through the dark, and delineate that direction that you're moving in, and I think that that's true around love too, because I see the Two of Cups coming up, and that's about finding that person that you truly resonate with and not settling for less.
So when do you see that then?
You know, my feeling is that that is, I do believe in co-creation, so I think we have an effect on timelines, but I'm getting a general timeline in a frame about 60 days.
Yeah, this is kind of like a couple, I like this with the moon card. I like to think of it in terms of phases, that there's a particular phase that you're going through. I think it might have something to do with the Justice card. It might have something to do with a karmic effect that's going on here. That have you seen this kind of pattern before that you're going through in the past?
Yeah.
Where you feel kind of stuck and then something kind of breaks out and then you can move forward. And now you're in this, so you're in a job that you're not particularly appreciative of? Or,
yeah.
Does it sustain you just on a very base level?
Yeah.
Right. I have to agree with Inez. I think there's going to be something breaking for you very soon. As we come into about the summertime after some of these archetypal changes, particularly in our financial system, go through.
Maybe it's just that I'll get a different kid or a different grade or something like that. I like what I'm doing, it's that the kid I'm working with is tough. And he really doesn't belong in this setting, so.
Yeah, that is hard work. I mean, I think it's heart work. You know, we were talking about the heart. But I also think that it's maybe draining your heart chakras a little bit.
Yes, that's why I'm trying to say I need to get, you know, maybe work for the same school district, but a different kid or a different grade or something different.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think your gut and your heart are telling you, are giving you the right answer there.
And do you think I'll get that then, like in September?
I do.
All right.
I think you have take action on it. Ask about it, encourage it, but I do think you'll get it. You strike me as a person that is, that is imaginative but also practical.
Right. There's a short period here with the moon card of having to kind of embrace the darkness, but your well-meaning actions will come to the fore very soon and have the desired effect.
And I think with love, there is going to be that breaking out period too, and I have a feeling that it may be when you're in the summertime, but kind of when you're least expecting it. I think it may come from out of the blue. So,
well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, what about my son? Do you see him, anything with him in September?
What's his birthday and first name?
First name is Nicholas 2201. I'm wondering if he'll come move back with me.
I get the sense that that he would like to move back with you. I think it's a difficult decision. I think he kind of wants both options. But I have a feeling that is going to come forward. I'm looking at the Three of Pentacles.
I called another second. They're saying not until he's 16. I'm getting all confused. But it's like
Well, people see different things. You know, I'm thinking it's not immediate, but I'm thinking it's much sooner than 4 years from now.
Yeah, I'm kind of saying that you might be actually moving toward him.
No, I can't because I need to work and be able to survive, and this is where the work is.
Well, I didn't mean immediately. I mean there might be some a new achievement coming in or something coming in like this after this little logjam breaks that might create a different situation for you.
Not what do you mean? Because I'm still going to work with this district, so I just can't pick up. He lives over an hour away.
Okay. Well,
sometimes the universe provides opportunities that are unexpected. You know,
especially
I think we have to
year.
Stay open to that.
No, I'm not going to move by him if he doesn't live with me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I still see him.
Yeah, and I do see that you see him, you're seeing him now, right? Pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, so I see that continuing, definitely. And I see more of a focus. I see him having more of a focus in your life. So I think that may just be that you're upping the amount of time that you're visiting or that he is. That's my sense of it.
No, I was just trying. I was hoping they would come back to live with me, so we can go to school where I live, because he's over an hour away going to school where he is.
Okay, Suzanne. Well, we have a couple more callers here. We'd like to move on to. We don't.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Many blessings.
Yeah. Let's see. We're up to 352. 352, our fourth caller on Psychics Gone Wild. The number here is, what did I do with it? 773-897-6461.
Yeah, call us for a wonderful reading today on a topic of your choice.
Hi, my name is Andrea. My birthday is 11-12-1982, and I wanted to know about my love life and moving, hopefully this week.
Can I get your birthday one more time?
11-12-1982.
Okay, got it. That's fine.
11, 12, what?
82.
Oh, 82.
Uh-huh. And you wanted to know if you're moving and your love life.
Well, yes. Moving. Well, I want to know if I'm moving, like, this week.
Wow, I'm getting the World card, which is really about moving into those new opportunities. I think it is a time of really having that readiness to move.
Right.
Is there a place that you recently looked at? Something
yes.
that really appealed to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a good feeling about it. I think you're going to get that opportunity to move into somewhere new. If it really is, because the World card is very much about something that means the world to you, something that you'd really love to live there. Do you have that feeling about the place you looked at?
I do, and I can't not stress how much I like really want to get out of here. And
I'm not surprised. I was going to say, yeah. Because you've been feeling hung up for a while, haven't you?
I'm so done. You have no idea. I'm just so done. If I have to live one more day in this house, I'm going to scream.
I get the feeling there's a lot of people there, and everybody's kind of on a different wavelength, and there's a lot of, is there a lot of, like, kind of weird head trips going on at the house?
Well, my ex-boyfriend and I split up a while ago, and he still comes back, like, whenever he feels like it to see the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever he feels like it. And I don't know why the girlfriend thought she was involved, but she was. And then the sister got involved, and I don't know how she got involved. But they're all, and he's like allowing it. So I'm like, okay, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
So if I move, he won't know where I live. That's
yeah.
my main goal.
I think this is a great opportunity. I think you are going to be able to make that move. And I think it's going to really, that you're just beginning a whole new journey of transformation, that you're going to be really, it's going to be a huge weight off your shoulders. And I sense that other areas of your life that lately have perhaps been a little bit stressful because you have all this, you know, it's hard when in the home you have all this energy that you aren't really wanting, you know, with the girlfriend and the, you know, it's kind of a drama that you're not wanting to be a part of. So I see as you step into finding a place that really resonates with your heart, you're going to be much happier. You're more in connection with spirit and source and moving on your path in a profoundly positive kind of way.
Yeah, and I'm saying, Andrea, that this move is really going to be a good thing for you all around because I have Ten of Pentacles here, which is about prosperity, stability, and security, sense of protection. And then I have the Ace of Rods, which is about initiating a new beginning, a rebirth of healing and creativity in the emotional realm. If you can kind of develop the attitude of like, the one thing that can kind of hold you back from this maybe is like if trying to control things too much, if you kind of have a more spontaneous attitude, kind of leave behind that old relationship that kind of held you down a little bit and burst forth with new energy, this would be a great new start for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Was there something else?
Huh?
You wanted to ask?
Oh.
I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, I was just saying, like, I feel good about the house. What made me feel sketchy was when I first called, she said that the owner previously had dogs, and she would shut them up in the room, and they were in the carpet. So then she told me no, but she would get back to me if they didn't find anybody for the house. So I just so happened to call, like, I guess, weeks later, not knowing it was her, and she said, well, I'll ask the owner because both of our dogs are small, but I'm not for sure with everything because that's what made me sketchy, you know, with the girl, you know, with the, you
the
know,
dog
with the
issue.
Dog. Yeah.
I'm getting a feeling that this is going to work out. I really am.
Yeah, me too.
So my sense of it is that you're going to be able to get past the dog issue, but you're going to have to put down, you know, some deposits.
Oh, gosh. And this lady is supposed to help me. She's helping me and my kids to get into another place, this place. But I'm waiting for the lady to call me back. She's supposed to call me back today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today, you know, yesterday or today, but I haven't heard back from her. Now, the deposit, I don't know, because the lady's supposed to be helping me actually in a company to help me get into this rental. So
okay.
I'm not for sure if it's going to be how much are they going to help me with, but.
Well, I have a good feeling about it. It looks positive to me in the cards, and I'm getting that feeling in my, you know, on a psychic level. So I think.
Yeah, why don't you give us a call back next week and we'll see where you're at with that. We got about five other callers here we would like to get to, okay?
And many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry, folks. We're really going wild today. We got so many callers here.
Great.
We have intuitively Danny on Skype. I'm sorry. I think we kind of passed over you before. Sorry about that.
Hello, Danny.
Intuitively Danny on Skype. Are you there?
We lost her.
Okay.
Foster. Okay. Let's try 708.
Hi.
708.
Hello, 708. Welcome. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I'm fine. Thank you so
What's
much.
What's your name and your birthday, please?
Oh, my name.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And
mm-hmm.
My birth date is 4/11/56.
Great.
And my question has to do with job search and finance. Do you see anything coming my way?
Okay. And how long has it been since you
January.
Since January. Okay. Let's see what is coming up. I'm going to lay out a few cards for you. Also, I have the sense that you're wanting to do something different than you did before. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that you're being selective, which I think is good, in, you know, that you're looking to get into something that that you really care about, that inspires you, that brings out some excitement.
But the thing is, in the meantime, you still have to pay the bills.
Absolutely. This is true.
Now here's the struggle with that, okay? And I have the same, you know, I have the same kind of issue, because we get into this, and this is what I was kind of talking about in the beginning of the show, that this scarcity consciousness is kind of purposely propagated with the way that we have our whole system set up. And it's kind of a trick to get into, to utilize the law of attraction in a way where you can actually see yourself as already having that that wealth that you want. It's not just about money wealth. It's more about abundance in the sense of your relationships, all the things that make your life worthwhile and valuable. Now, here's the reading I have for you, Lucy. I see that you have the first card. I have Ace of Pentacles, which is about reward and increase, nurturing energy coming in, strength, grace, and stability, attainment of prosperity. But next to that, I have the Fool, which is the first card in the Major Arcana. It's about seeking a different way, about a new beginning, a spiritual quest, having a little bit more spontaneity, which is a generativity, which I think is a challenge sometimes. When you've been in the workforce for a long time and you're kind of setting your ways a little bit, trying to think outside the box a little bit. And right after that, I have the Two of Rods, which kind of follows that idea, because it's about courage and new undertakings, not despairing, kind of rebooting, planning, deriving spiritual power from a passionate yearning for something that you really want to do before you, you know, in this particular lifetime. Something that you really call passionately to do, and that will give you the kind of the juice to move forward through some of these doubts you have about being able to thrive doing something a little bit different.
Okay, and what I'm seeing is what you want to do, is it something creative, something working with people? What what is the area? Okay. I am seeing that coming through for you. You have the Sun coming up, which is really about feeling that connection to spirit and source, and I feel like you're pursuing it, and you know, enthusiastically, that you're really getting out there and looking. Is that right? You really?
Yes.
And I see a contact, actually. I feel like there's a male contact who is a leader of sorts. Somebody that's going to be of help to you in finding this position that I see coming in. And then after that, I do see lots of abundance, and I see you know, a good salary from it, but more, even more importantly, I feel that it's something that's really going to resonate with you on a very deep level. And I have a feeling this is coming in. We're looking at a June, July kind of time frame. June, I'm feeling more like mid-June.
Okay. That's excellent. That's excellent. That does make sense. I lost a job after 19 years in January.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is that there's things that I want to do. There's definitely things that I want to do. I'm a tarot card reader. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to move towards the light work. What I was doing no longer served me. It was affecting all areas of my life. And I knew I should have left before. All the signs were there, but I didn't pay attention. And the universe said, hey, boom, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And I know, you know, I'm trying to attract. I'm trying to put myself in the mindset that, yes, I'm already there. I'm doing it. But
right. Throw the word try out.
That little bit of fear is still hanging on.
Yeah.
And that's my bump that I need to get over.
I know, that's the toughest one, isn't it? It's just like, I always think of that Star Wars scene where Yoda says, that is why you fail, because you try and you don't do.
The good news is, though, I really see you, you know, grounding yourself with the energies of the earth, wrapping yourself in that cloak of gold and silver and earth elements, and really, you know, pulling that energy up through you. And then I see that energy from the sun coming down and creating that kind of Taurisian, it's going to rejuvenate you. You're going to have a cycle going that keeps on replenishing you, because you really are a light worker, you know, and I have a feeling that you're going to have prosperity from that. I have a really good feeling about you. So
thank you so much, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Many
that's what I needed. I needed a little bit of confirmation, and I thank you both for it.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling, Lucy.
Bye-bye.
Call again.
All right, before we go to the next call, I just want to make a little comment on the chat room here, because for some reason it's not letting me in. I am logged in, and it's not letting me type in the box. So I just wanted to say hello to everyone in the chat room. And Fiona says she's tired of being human, and she's having a tough time in New Jersey, which I kind of resonate with, because I used to live in New Jersey a long time ago. So hang in there, Fiona.
Many blessings, Fiona.
Let's see, we have another caller here. We have another Skype caller that we might have overlooked, the 111 call. Kelly, is that one still on there?
Yeah, they're hanging in there. 111, can you hear us? Skype?
Hello, 111.
Okay,
hello?
Maybe they're having...
Hi!
Oh, you're on! Yes!
Hey, great.
Okay, I'm not calling through Skype, but perhaps, you know, there's something else going on.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. But anyway, my name is Bray, and my birthday is 11/23/62.
Wonderful, Bray. Nice to speak with you today.
Likewise.
Huh. I never heard that name. How's it spelled?
I shorten it. It's B-R-A-E.
Oh, okay. And what's your question?
Well, my question is, I've lost a great deal of money through an investment, and I'm looking to hire an attorney to recover it from rather terrible people, a broker. And I've had a hard time getting an attorney, because I don't want to throw, you know, good money after bad. And I don't know how to make that decision or how to know which one is the right one and, you know, if this is going to give me, you know, a successful outcome.
And are there particular ones that you're looking at, particular?
Yes.
Is there some kind of piece of information so we could delineate, you know, that they're different people or?
Well, you mean like a name or something like that?
Yeah, a name or really anything.
Well, this last one that I spoke to, he seemed very familiar with these types of cases, and he claims that he knows a lot about securities exchange. He's a top lawyer in that area. And it's a small firm. I'm just not sure that I want to give him so much money for a retainer, and then down the line he might keep asking me for more money,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, then I could get into trouble that way, where I lose even more than I've lost already. So I'm not, you know, I would like to know if he's the right one, and if he's not the right one, then what to look for in the in another one that I might interview.
And you've interviewed some others, and.
Yes.
Was there anything that I'm getting the feeling that you didn't like? You really didn't resonate with any of the others.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a tough question for me, because I feel like I if I did this in a private reading, I'd probably want to know a little bit more about the investments and things that you were doing, because that would have a kind of a bearing on. Just on my understanding of what your, just on a more general level, what your probability would be for a successful outcome would be.
Okay.
not that I'm a financial expert or anything.
No, no.
But I've been in this situation. I really, my heart goes out to you because I've been in the same situation. It's totally kind of a different area, but a legal thing where I ended up chasing up after a situation that was unwinnable.
Not because of
anything I did, just because of the kind of the nature of the circumstances.
I'm getting a little bit different take on it. Should I?
Well, I wasn't saying that was
okay.
What I saw for him. I'm just saying that it was kind of incumbent upon if I had other information, that's all.
Okay. I'm going through, well, based on what, you know, what, the information coming into me, I'm sensing that there is something, this guy, he does know what he's doing, and he does have guts as a lawyer, but
mm-hmm.
I also sense that he is going to, you know, try to come together with the other side and make this profitable for him. So I'm feeling like if you have the ability to do this in the long run, that it's going to take time. I think you're going to come out ahead on it, but I think it's going to be one of those things where they want to settle, but they're you know going to throw you a low ball kind of figure. I think it's going to go back and forth like that. So I think, yeah, it'll be somewhat profitable. You'll receive more than what you spent, but I think it's going to be drawn out and time consuming, stressful.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing that there's going to be a period of like I have a kind of a moon card first here, and that's kind of like a night sea journey that you have to go through. And there's a lot of emotion involved here that you have that's weighing in on you that kind of affects the energy level of what you're doing here as far as like seeking attorney and stuff. I have the Four of Cups in the second position here. It's kind of indicates a kind of a stationary period, and you're kind of replenishing your emotional reserves. But then after that, Bray, I have a good card here. I have the Seven of Pentacles, which even though it does have an element of frustration about it, it does show that the kind of the hard work will pay off and that your efforts would be worthy, and that since being a pentacle card usually has to do with money and growth. So this is kind of a gestation period. So it's going to take a little while, and you'll be challenged.
Sure. Yeah, I feel like they'll try to starve you out a little bit.
Yeah.
Stress you out.
Yeah, and there's it's
expected from them because they're not ever, you know, that's the reputation that they have, as I found out. So that's not surprising. I'm angry enough to channel that anger into, you know, go forward mode, you know, and I already know they're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink at me, but I don't care. I'm still going to go forward. It's just, for me right now, a matter of finding
the right attorney
who's going to be on the right side. And I'm really not a fan of trying to settle, because these are not the settling type of folks. They'll go through a court battle, you know, like a mediation type thing. I'm not saying like a courtroom battle, but you know, there's a
right. I absolutely know what you mean by the mediation. Yeah, I think that, and you know, I kind of see them as being the type that are going to bring six guys with, you know, little suitcases.
That's what I would expect for them.
So. Kind of like your Robin Hood in a way. I mean, it's not, because it's your money, but
right.
David and Goliath a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the main energy that you need to win, really. I mean, the kind of the idea that you're totally in the right and that you won't give up no matter what, even though that's I guess I didn't have that. That's why I lost and gave up myself of my particular issue.
I think this particular lawyer, though, knows his stuff. I think he could be a little bit tricky. I see the Magician coming up.
Mm.
And, you know, I think he is going to make things happen. But you really have to underscore with him that this is, you know, an ethical thing, and you're not wanting just to settle, because I think that may be something that's really a temptation to him because of the you know, the money.
Yes, I think so. You know, so I'd have to really, you know, if he's the right guy, then, you know, I think I may interview a few others just in case.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Okay. you know, that's what I wanted because I wasn't sure about him. And,
I'm
that certainly
sure
helps. You know, once I find the right one, then I can go ahead with it.
All right, Bray. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right.
Good luck.
Well,
give us a call
thank
back.
Thank you
and
both. I appreciate your help today.
You're welcome.
Great. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We're coming to the end of the show here. We've got like 10 minutes left. We'll try to get to as many as we can. If we don't, we just want to let you know that we have Gary Wimmer coming up on Spiritual Learning Connection. So you might want to check his show out if we don't get to everybody, okay?
And, we love the calls.
And
we
love all
the
calls.
Wonderful
to be here. The other option is go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out Greg and Inez's page. And for the caller like that was here, if you need personal time, it's like they can book a meeting with you guys over there.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Nice to mention that. We get so wrapped up in these calls sometimes we forget we're supposed to promo our activities here. We do have a website called nrgpsychics.com. And if I had the web chat up, I'd put the link for our Facebook page, but unfortunately it's not working for me. But we'll try to get that back up next week. And for the next call here, we have, let's see.
Let's go with Intuitive Lee Danny because she got back
okay.
in. But she had been one of her earlier
calls.
Oh,
okay,
calls,
great.
So
great.
Let's do it.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Danny.
Hey. This is my energy. She's ready to go wild.
I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you guys picked me up. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm sorry we you got a little lost there on the scroll there. Sorry about that, Danny.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is August 23rd,
1974. Wonderful. Wow, and you're kind of on the cusp there, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. Yeah, I'm on the cusp. I can notice the very few traits of the Virgo. I notice a lot of the Leo, but it just depends on which astrology chart you're looking at. But I was born at 4:20 p.m., so I know that should define it quite well if I get around to looking it up, which I need to do.
Wonderful. I'm kind of just from on a psychic level feeling like, you are more in that Leo kind of celebration of life, having that joy. And I feel like you have a playful energy. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you so much.
And what's your question, Danny?
Well, I was hoping to get some information from you guys on trying to figure out exactly what my spiritual giftings are and how I can bring them forward 100%. I have an idea, and I know for certain that I am a healer, a natural healer. I know that for a fact. But I'm trying to get to see what else I have so that I can incorporate it into, whatever it is that I'm trying to do. I work with herbs and crystals, and I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner. I live in a townhome, but my patio is big enough that I've turned it into a full garden. So
lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you send Reiki to your plants and...
Not as often as I should, but yes.
And put the crystals in with them. And I get a really healing energy from you, and I'm also feeling like it may be a good time to start tuning into your dreams, literally your nighttime dreams.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how can I remember them. I've sat my book down next to my bed in case I wake up in the middle of the night. When I first wake up in the morning, I'm trying to, see what it is I remember. Now, I have a brain tumor, and they've worked on it, and it's, not giving me any problems. However, I wonder if that might have something to do with why I can't remember my dreams.
It may.
Yeah.
But have you asked the doctor whether holistic healer, can you take vitamin B6?
Yes, and I've been taking B6, B12. I do a lot of herbal extract supplements. that I've been taking, because from my brain tumor, I've accumulated a lot of other diseases. From the steroids they gave me, I have a vascular
disease.
I was just diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis last week. Yeah, well, she says that I have the symptoms of it, but my blood work doesn't show it. So I'm almost positive that this is a spiritual disorder, you know?
Yeah. And you're working with the crystals and, you know, even some baking soda baths might be good.
Go ahead.
Maybe you can hook up with since you do Reiki, maybe you can hook up with a Reiki share, and then you might find somebody that has been doing it a little bit longer than you and might be at a higher level that might be able to help there. And also with the dream thing, I would say getting into a little spiritual practice right before you go to bed that first off, like maybe writing a few things down that you're grateful for that happened that day and getting into a kind of a positive frame. You know, Edgar Cayce always said that the moment right before you go to sleep is really the moment to set your intent for what you want. It's really like the most powerful time to kind of set your intent. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, if you're working with somebody holistic as well, you're kind of doing the complementary medicine kind of track?
I want to start working with someone that's holistic, but I'm on Social Security, and I have a total of kids, but three that are still under 18, and so I'm kind of on my own doing it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm open to everything, you know, that's available.
You know, I think that this you might want to look at some kinds of cleanses things. It sounds a little bit weird, and you probably should run, you might run it by your doctor, but sometimes coffee enemas are really helpful for kind of cleaning things out, and I think maybe, I think you're right that there's some stuff coming up around the steroids. They have a profound impact on not only the body, but the mind.
Super doses of prednisone they gave me over the course of 3 months. And I've had both of my shoulders replaced. They want to replace both of my hips. But I'm trying to resist by doing all of these herbs and natural, you know, trying to see what can happen. But did you say coffee? The coffee?
Yeah, I did. But make sure you run it by somebody, you know, that is a medical kind of person. And I'm really getting a feeling that, you know, are you doing any work? Do you do any pendulum work?
Yes, I love my pendulum. I have I have a total of five, but I have my favorites and everything. But I love my pendulum. Take them everywhere I go.
I would keep working with the pendulum. I think that's going to bring out your psychic gifts. We still have a couple more callers, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
Well, actually, we're out of time.
Real quick, or exercises do you suggest to bring them forward? Or because I don't know what I have.
Your Skype really broke up really bad there.
With regard, she mentioned the pendulum to open up the psychic gift. Like, if there are exercises or techniques that I can do for what she's thinking of.
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up, but I think one thing you can do is ask questions about is my path thus? Is my path as an empath, is my path, you know, as a dream, a dream coach, maybe get some clarity that way and ask, how can I best use my gifts? What is my calling? Those kinds of telling and get a feeling with the pendulum, and also some journaling, some automatic writing, some spirit drawing. I would add that to your some of the things that you can do, and grounding with the earth.
Okay.
Automatic grounding is really powerful.
Which one?
Automatic grounding is particularly powerful, particularly if you use your your weak hand, okay? Not the one that you usually use.
Yeah, I've tried that, and I don't get anything back. I've tried.
Sometimes it takes a while. It took me like a week or two before I started getting some good stuff.
It's kind of like reading the crystals. They start to be your teachers, but I think it does sometimes take a while when you're using your pendulum in a new way.
Okay.
All right, we're totally out of time now. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys so much.
Aloha. Oh, you're so welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings. All right, well, Kelly says we have 10 seconds, so we'll just say this is Inez and Greg signing off, and thanks for being on the Psychics Gone Wild Marvelous
Woo-hoo!
Monday show. See you next week.
Call us at 714-333-3354. Gary Wimmer is going to be on right now. And thank you, Bjorg and Inez. You guys had a great show today. We'll see you again.